חביבי, אף יעלה לתיקה. דב יוזגידי, דב
Well, what's so crazy in the case of like this Iran fantasy that they have, like, which obviously these video games and like another example I mentioned to you, Ian, was the new RoboCop movie. It begins like it's just a kind of plot point where Iran is occupied by U.S. troops, and they use Iran to test out these new like whatever RoboCops or some shit.
Abby, push the pen to be a kennel,
Mama. این جان دارن میا
بیا اینجا همیانا آرش
نبید اینجا میمونی پیش مامان دینا
بایی فقط بچه هایی چی کار داری میکنی؟
میمونی اینجا پیش مامان دینا
چی کار داری میکنی؟
همین که گفتم
آرش دارو خدا نرا این کارو نکن نبید پسرم بیا اینجا نبید این درو ببر
برای مهم نیست کسی رو بکشید یا نه بزمین
حالا
برای مهمی که وقتی کشت میشی رو تلویزیون ببینن بریم
Kelly, can you hear me out there?
Loud and clear, Pat. I'm here in sunny Tehran, where locals have clearly embraced these routine scans. As you can see behind me, they're working in collaboration with the robots, and obviously, their safety is everyone's top priority.
And you think about it a second, you're like, if it got to the point where the U.S. actually decided to invade Iran, there would never be a single U.S. boot on the ground, because if it came to that, the Iran would start a cataclysmic regional war that would, like, no American troop would get close. And, like, so yeah. The fantasy of these games is so funny because it's, like, so far from reality, in the case of Iran, at least. And I think it's also the truth with, like, Venezuela. And I'm sure there are kind of bombing games. There obviously are, like, flight games, like that's simple enough to do, and like I'm sure there's drone games or whatever, but these the biggest ones, the most popular ones, are these FPSs, right, where it's
right.
A human being fighting, let's say, manually, but that is never gonna happen in Iran. No, exactly. American will ever do that.
No,
like that will be the end of the world before it reaches that, like, no, like, just, and that's not like a controversial statement, that's like fact.
Yeah, so that's like, fact.
Like, you can't, so in lieu of confronting reality, this is a fantastic,
fantasy.
Projection of a non-existent, like, U.S. empire that,
well,
like, can't do these things. Yeah, it's their fantasy.
They want to do these things, and they want to get the population to believe that they can, especially certain factions within the United States that are, you know, pushing for war with Iran, you know, as their number one goal. Like, it seems to be the mostly, like, you know, pro-Zionist, you know, factions in the U.S. who, you know, their primary concern is just Iran, and they're going to try and convince the population that, like, no, we can do this, like, we can fight Iran, we can, it won't be cataclysmic, like, so these games are, you know, partially, you know, trying to do that, is to just, like, normalize the possibility, you know, so...
So I have 2 points. Have you heard of the Call of Duty endowment? This is a fun dive.
I have not. Go ahead.
So this is a as it terms itself, this is a veteran focused nonprofit founded by the CEO of Activision Blizzard, Bobby Kotick, right? The really fascinating thing here is that it's run by Brian Bulateo. Sorry. So back in 1997, he was the business partner of Mike Pompeo. Okay, and then later on, he's the chief. Later on in 2018, he's the chief operating officer of the CIA. This is 2018, right? So post 2018, he's now the guy in charge of running the Call of Duty endowment. like the ties that bind, right? Like yeah. it's there. Now what this whole org is supposed to do is it's a jobs for vets awareness program where they give in endowments to businesses that hire vets. Now, what that functionally means is it means jack shit. Basically just kicks money back to veteran focused orgs. So if you're one of the places that what's the American vet org for like wounded warriors
wounded
or something?
Wounded warrior.
Yeah. That. Like
the guy got murdered by one of his own clients.
so if you're like a wounded warrior, you're the company that works with you gets like a kickback of $10,000 or $20,000, $30,000 that you as a vet probably never see. So it's all a money laundering like thing, right? It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah,
but it's just so insane that this is a thing and has the connections it does.
Yep. It's
so sorry, go.
No, you go, you.
So the other portion to this is back in like 2019 you have the Call of Duty Modern Warfare game, which the fighters in there you fight with this rebel force, I think, fighting against Urzikstan, yes, which is a fake Stan country, you know,
just one of the stands.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's basically the same as the way Borat kind of treats these countries. I mean, mm-hmm. But the deal is that the fighters in there are actually inspired by the YPG. Inspired, if not outright, supposed to make you seek them out and then like make the connection to like the way
YPG operates. The rebels that are like. With siding with the CIA, yes. And the US,
yes.
And then Farah, enemy group is basically Al Qaeda, right? Or like
right, and Farah, who is both a main character of the Modern Warfare story, which is even more insane than you would think. I mean, we'll get into that. Farah is also a playable character in the I think Warzone or. Something she is directly supposed to be based on the Kurdish YPG women freedom fighters. But yeah, so there's that whole like angle, right? Like you have a whole game that's supposed to be just like a campaign putting you in the boots of like Brace Belden, right? Like you are a US merc that is out here trying to collaborate with the CIA. You have the
calling in drone strikes from your
right
iPad.
like calling in drone strikes in NATO iPad. I mean shit. So yeah, it like plus like there's white phosphorus in the game, like that's a whole kill streak. Like you kill so many people in the multiplayer that you get to call down a white phosphorus drone strike, right? The whole battlefield is covered in white phosphorus like spots, and if you go into them, you die. Gets you as the player a ton of kills, and it's easy, and you don't even think about it. And so now, like on top of like, you know, the regular like 15-year-old like yelling about raping people in the chat, you have like these whole teenagers that are talking about, oh well, you know, I got a white phosphorus last night in my best game and I got so many kills. Like there's a psychological aspect to that that is just entirely based on getting people to normalize this kind of literal war crime as like just something that you say or you talk about, or it just happens and you don't even think about it.
Have you played or heard of Spec Ops: The Line?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so there's that whole like there's that whole like white phosphorus scene where you know your character is like, it's actually I think US troops because they're trying to do some like shady stuff in Dubai, or actually your character's like crazy or something like that. I think that's what's going on. And you know, US troops are trying to stop you, and you call in a phosphorus mortar and like you can and kill them and a bunch of civilians, and you have to walk through the carnage, and you're just seeing people melted and screaming in pain and all this stuff. And that game was supposed to be like a anti-war game, like it's like this game is, you know, this is look at the consequences of your actions. Like it's supposed to be the first game that like shows you that stuff, but even then, it's still like a game
trauma porn.
It's still trauma porn, exactly. And maybe that's a bit better than, you know, what you were talking about of just like, oh, you know, you press a button to call in an airstrike and you just start seeing numbers pop up on your screen of how many people you're just killing. And you're like, oh, sweet, you know.
Right.
But I'm just like, I guess it begs the question of like, can video games be good, you know?
A buddy of mine runs a podcast called Mind Games, and that's basically the question that they ask at the end of each episode. And the thesis being that, you know, it like every video game is effectively fascist, right? Like so many movies, so many media representations of war can never actually be like anti-war, right? Because fundamentally you are if not endorsing that, right? Like you are indulging in it. You are creating,
especially when you're coming
kind
from
of
a certain perspective, right? So
exactly.
Like it's not like you know, some Middle Eastern resistance group making a game about their resistance efforts. It's like, no, this is mostly coming from a perspective of imperialism and like,
right.
You know, and either way, I mean, I'm not sure if, you know, it's a good thing no matter which direction you approach it from, but
there's this game, and I'm sure it's been on your radar, but it's called 6 Days in
That game, just looking at it
in Fallujah, right?
Oh man, it makes me want to puke. Just like, I can't believe that, like, this is like crossing a line, this game. Like,
so many.
Everything we've talked so about, many. Taking that to the next level, it's insane. It's disgusting.
There are two campaigns in that, right? So it's the first one, I'm sure you're very, very aware of. But, but the second one is supposed to be a family of Iraqis fleeing the city. Right, but then you have to ask yourself, what are they fleeing? Right,
yeah.
like not only is this a game that is about like troops that are like it's training you to see like the average everyday person is like a threat, right? As like this insurgent that's just like lurking. It's then teaching you that the like threat is, well, what if your city had all these insurgents in it and all these troops were just barging in trying to make sure that they were all gone and dead. And like the responsibility of this threat effectively gets shifted away from literally the people causing the problem, right? Like so many of the Fedayeen, right, were created not as like this just natural like thing that had always been in Iraq at that time. It was people taking up arms because their home had been invaded, and then they themselves get seen as a threat because they took up arms. But then the question is never asked, like why are they doing this? Who could stop this from happening, right? It's always kind of shifted right onto, well, you're the problem, and here's how.
What's that? There's like a clip from some movie where some kid like picks up a gun on a
American
balcony.
Sniper.
Is that American Sniper, man? I thought that was a parody, man.
Exactly that.
Are you serious?
It is real.
I got a military-age male on a cell phone watching the convoy, over.
If you think he's reporting troop movement, you have a green light. Your call, over.
Maybe he's just calling his old lady.
He stepped off. Hold on, I got a woman and a kid 200 yards out, moving towards the convoy. Her arms aren't swinging, she's carrying something. Yeah, she's got a grenade, she's got an RKG, Russian grenade, she's saying to the kid.
You say a woman and a kid?
You got eyes on this, can you confirm?
Negative, your call.
Fry you if you're wrong.
So the kid picks up a gun and he's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. He's like crying as he shoots the kid in the head. And then the father comes out and is freaking out and he picks up the gun. He's like, no, no. And then he shoots his father. And then
wife
and then like
comes out.
And it's just like a never ending sequence of people coming out distraught over the loss of their loved one. Until you get like second cousins and like distant relatives coming over and picking up this same gun and getting sniped in the head as they do so, like it's the same feeling. Like that game, I'm pretty sure is like part of it is to like go and inside houses and you have to find the threats. Have you seen the games? Oh, man, I can't remember, but it's basically like I think it's called SWAT. And the whole game is just you go inside homes and you have to clear them out, and you don't know if someone's got a knife on them, so be super careful. You might have to shoot this person who's going to come at you, and you can bring non-lethal weapons, but guess what? They don't actually do anything. You can shoot someone with a beanbag and they're still like going to come at you with a knife.
Still charging you.
It's just desensitizing, and it's no mystery why the military and these games are so popular among military personnel.
I actually have one worse, and that is Modern Warfare 2019 really sets the stage for so much bullshit, right? The very first mission has you killing every single person on the bridge of this like ship. You're barely told really anything about it besides the fact that these are bad people. Right. But you know, you're walking in, you're killing this guy that's like sleeping on a bunk. Another guy's just drunk wandering around, shoot him in the head too. Like no one is reacting to you. They don't even know that you are there, and you're just wantonly like walking around just murdering. Right. Right. And same game. Okay. You have Clean House. Clean House is, This is actually a really good place to put like a clip of it.
Alex and Commander Karim's forces have destroyed General Barkov's forward operations base, temporarily limiting Russian air capability in Uzbekistan. We need to move fast. Sergeant Garrick, thanks to your intel, we tracked the Arkatala cell responsible for the Piccadilly attack to a townhouse in North London. 3 SAS teams will get inside and connect the dots. If the Wolf is in possession of the stolen Russian gas in Uzbekistan, we need to find him. Be advised, there may be non-combatants on target. Check your shots. Targets are up, boys. Let's kick this off.
You're playing from the perspective of a soldier, again, doing a home invasion in the UK. And there's all these like terrorists that are in the house, and you are walking in, they're planning a terrorist attack. You're walking in during a very dramatic scene. And so you disable the first person, I think probably kill them, but very silently. And then immediately murder like three people all at the same time.
Take the front row. Not safe. Your dead brother made sure of that.
We were supposed to have double the body count. It's all over the flipping telly.
That's the point.
Drop him.
Oh, fuck it.
Secure.